Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are so, so grateful to Him. Let me encourage you from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 13. It says, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart," or "you'll seek me with all your heart." My dear brothers and sisters, that's the call of the Holy Spirit through Prophet Jeremiah to the house of Israel, to the people of God, that you will seek me. Yes, hallelujah. God's delight is to administer comfort to wounded spirits, my dear brothers and sisters. And it is very important for us to understand that God is in a process of comforting those who are hurting. He's in a process of healing the brokenhearted. He always desires to bless His people with health and strength. If you are suffering, if you are struggling with sickness, He's there to be your Jehovah Rapha, your healer. He is your good shepherd. He desires to lead you and to guide you in beside still waters and green pastures. He wants to bless you abundantly. And therefore He says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." A lot of time, we have to remove every distraction in our seeking of the Lord. When we do that and bow our knees before His presence and align our thoughts and our mind and our heart together and seek Him and say, "Lord, I need you," and you will find Him, because He is there always to help us. Whenever we are out and weary, He is there to help us. And I like what Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 11 and verses 28 onwards. He says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I like that scripture, and I like that word and the promise of Jesus, because He always comes forth to bless us, and He always allows us to come into His presence. And that's amazing. He never runs away. He's not, you know, He's not there that if you'll call upon Him and He'll not answer. He's always there. He's always there. He's with you. He's in you. And when we call on Him, He will always bless us. I like what the writer of Hebrews writes in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4 and last two verses. He says in verse 15, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Hallelujah. So today I would encourage you, seek God, seek the face of Jesus, and you will find rest to your weary souls. You will be blessed. The word of God also says in the book of 1 Peter 5:7, "Cast all your burdens unto Him, because He cares for you." Isn't that amazing? Cast your burden. Don't carry it alone. You have a great help in the Lord God Almighty, and He asks you to cast your burden unto Him. So today is the day of salvation and healing and walking in absolute freedom that Jesus has for you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. I pray, Lord, that Father, we are so grateful that we can come to the mercy seat, and whatever is clouding our life, oh Lord, we can find consolation and peace that God has promised, and that only He can give us rest. Hallelujah, Master. Lord, we know, Father God, there are many in this world who are hurting, who are weary, who are tired, who are carrying the burdens for a very, very long time. Oh Lord God Almighty, I pray that, Lord, as they seek you, they will find you. They will find rest to their souls. They will, O Lord, be unburdened. They'll be unshackled. Their, Lord, bondages will be destroyed from their lives. The anointing of God will break every yoke. And as your people draw nigh unto you, Lord, Father, I pray you will draw nigh unto them in accordance to your word. As they honor you, you will honor them too, because your word promises the same. I pray, Abba Father God, that today will be a day of blessings unto your people. As your people step out to their jobs, to their businesses, and running the errands for the day, bless them and keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I command it to get out and enter into that body again no more. For Lord, we know that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we thank you, and Satan has got no right to afflict it. We give you all the praise, glory, honor, and dominion for your healing that flows in our bodies. Lord, we thank you. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.